ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, if you remember, we talked about Imam Khomeini's simple way of living and how careful he was in sticking to simplicity in every aspect of his life. In today's episode, we are going to discuss the events related to the liberation of Khurramshahr. Stay tuned, please. The liberation of Khurramshahr was without doubt the turning point in the history of the eight-year imposed war and one of the most important events of the history of the Islamic Revolution. Khurramshahr was occupied by the invading Iraqi army 35 days after the start of the invasion and Saddam's all-out war against the Islamic Republic of Iran. This, while the Ba'athist dictator had said that his army would occupy Khurramshahr in one day, the whole Khuzestan province in 3 days, and the entire Iran in 2 weeks, thanks to the stiff resistance of the people of the port city and the all-out support of the Iranian nation and the Iranian army. The Iraqi army intended to occupy Khurramshahr and then Abadan, Ahvaz, and Susangerd very fast, as it considered the move as a strategic victory. The invading army had dispatched 2 battalions at first, but facing the firm resistance of brave Iranian youth, sent more than 2 divisions to the region. The main bridge of Khurramshahr was closed 3 days before the final occupation of the city. Popular forces resisted bravely against aggressors, but after joining the Iraqi 11th Infantry Division to the besiegers, the city fell. Khurramshahr was occupied, but the people's resistance forced Saddam to retreat from his stance and be content with besieging Abadan. The strategic port of Khurramshahr was occupied for 576 days, and finally it was liberated on May 24, 1982, in Beit al-Muqaddas operation. The beautiful port city had ruined into a ruin, and the only undestroyed building was the main mosque of the city. The broadcasting of the news of liberation of Khurramshahr was the most joyous news during the eight-year war. It caused people distribute sweets and nuts and hold feasts on the streets of every city. People chanted Allahu Akbar on the roofs of houses. The liberation of Khurramshahr was a very big blow to the Iraqi army and Saddam himself. It seriously weakened the morale of the invading army. This day has been dubbed as the day of resistance, self-sacrifice, and victory in the Iranian calendar. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, strongly believed that Khurramshahr was liberated by God. He wrote in his congratulatory message to the Iranian nation, "With certain belief in the ayah, there is no victory but from Allah, I thank the children of Islam and the valorous armed forces who were the means of God's power and who took out the country of the Imam of the Age from the clutches of cannibalistic wolves, which are puppets in the hands of superpowers, especially America, and who caused the chant of Allahu Akbar echo over the fresh city Khurramshahr that had plunged in blood by the wicked Western criminals and was called Khun-i-Shahr or Bloody City. Imam Khomeini's wife was in the holy city of Mashhad on the day of liberation of Khurramshahr. But as soon as hearing this exhilarating news, she bought some sweets and gave them to be distributed among people. After the liberation of Khurramshahr, the renowned poet, late Muhammad Hossein Shahryar, came to Imam Khomeini's office to read and offer his recent poems for the Imam. The poems were full of praise for the Imam, but the whole time that Shahryar was reciting the poems, Imam Khomeini had put his head down with a gloomy and sad face. After finishing his poems, the Imam told him, "I thought that you had composed poems on liberators of Khurramshahr." Shahryar answered, "I have composed for the commander of the liberators of Khurramshahr." This was Imam Khomeini's usual reaction to those who praised him in their poems or speeches. He used to say that God has done everything and we are nothing before him.